Good morning to everyone. Not that long ago, I was involved in a car accident. The driver of the other vehicle was charged with failure to maintain lane. The driver stated in his defense, "I didn't see you. You were in my blind spot." Now, I realized that the other driver did not hit me intentionally. It truly was an accident. However, the damage was done nevertheless. Thankfully, no one was injured, but both of our vehicles suffered significant damage due to a blind spot. Friends, let us consider this morning the blind spot condition in a spiritual sense. Now, the gospel accounts record many instances where Jesus healed people that were physically blind. But Jesus also addressed those who were spiritually blind. Jesus spoke harshly to some religious folks of the day who had spiritual blinders on and could not, and seemingly would not, see themselves as they truly were. So, what about us today? Is it possible that we may have spiritual blind spots when it comes to how we perceive ourselves? Can we be like the person James described in chapter 1 in verses 23 and 24? Quote, "Someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." Do we ever look in the mirror, so to speak, and then conveniently forget what we actually look like? Do we even go so far as choosing not to even look at our souls in a spiritual mirror? Can we be self-deceived? Can we be self-deceived as individuals, as a church, or even as a nation? Now, in Revelation, Jesus delivered a pretty heavy message and warning to the Laodicean church that included existing blind spots. It says in Revelation chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, reading from the New Living Translation, quote, "You say, 'I am rich. I have everything I want. I don't need a thing.' And you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So, I advise you to buy gold from me, gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. Also buy white garments from me so that you will not be ashamed by your nakedness, and ointment for your eyes so you will be able to see. I correct and discipline everyone I love, so be diligent and turn from your indifference." Let us pray. Father God, let your spotlight penetrate our hearts, exposing every hidden blind spot we may have. Inspire us to walk in the light as you direct our path. Humbly we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.